It is time for the August edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin Public Radio's Associate Director Mike Arnold is here to discuss the latest on WPR programming, including the announced end to the Best of Car Talk, a new All Things Considered host, and we will welcome your feedback on what you hear and what you would like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio in the future. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Mike Arnold is the Associate Director and Director of Content at Wisconsin Public Radio, and he joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Hey, Joy. How's it going?
It's going well. Thanks for joining us. You join us from time to time when WPR Director Mike Crane is doing something else, so it's good to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about programming and this announcement, a recent announcement that the Best of Car Talk now will be coming to an end.
Yes, yeah, it seems like there's a lot of things going on with some of our well-known programs, and Car Talk is one of them. As many of you may be aware, Car Talk's been in repeats for some time, and it was determined this year that that those repeats will be ending in about a year. So we have a little bit of time with Car Talk, but Doug Berman, the executive producer who you often hear joked about on the show, has decided that it's probably time to wrap things up. So that's kind of what's happening with that. And that, combined with Garrison Keillor's retirement and the end of What Do You Know, it definitely shows that there are a lot of changes going on the weekends here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Boy, so big shoes to fill all over the place,
oh,
huh?
Yeah, it's incredible. And I don't know if we're going to completely fill those shoes immediately. We're working on it. We have some new programs out there that we're trying out. We also have some new things that we're trying to develop here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So one of the things we want to do is, you know, engage listeners as much as possible, get a sense of what people think of what we're doing right now, and also hear some ideas on what people might think we want to do in the future as well as we develop new programs.
Well, let's talk a little bit about where that process is right now. What do we call it? WPR Next?
Yes, that's what we call it inside the building, is an attempt to create some new program ideas. And at its peak, we had, I think, around 75 ideas that people submitted. And we've boiled that down to about 9 now. And then eventually we'll boil it down even more. I think there could be some opportunities as we try out some of these ideas to share them with you on the air. So that could be kind of fun to get feedback from people about them as we move forward with the project.
I know that these are, you know, top secret right now, but can you give us just sort of a sense of what types of programs we're talking about?
Well, I mean, one of the things that we're really interested in doing is creating a program that really speaks to Wisconsin, that's focused on Wisconsin issues. So rather than developing like a new a new national show or something like that, we're interested in doing something that's really a great statewide program that people will enjoy listening to. So we'll definitely be trying a few ideas with that. We also know with the Ideas Network that a lot of our programs really are sort of how-to programs. So there are a few of those that we'll try out as well. So I think it'll be fun. We have a pretty broad range of programs. We're hoping to try some different things. And so it's always an interesting combination of having something that sounds like it fits with the station and also having something that's a little new and different that you haven't heard on the Ideas Network.
Well, we always are looking for your ideas. What would you like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio? What type of show would you like to hear? Maybe take the place of Car Talk or something else. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Wisconsin Public Radio's Associate Director, Mike Arnold, about mostly programming on Wisconsin Public Radio. Here's a comment from a listener. I understand that you are trying to tweak your lineup as needed over time. My favorite day for listening has always been Saturday. However, I have to say that the recent changes to Saturday mornings in particular on the Ideas Network is a step backwards. Says You and On Your Money simply don't fit. They're both decent shows, just for Saturday mornings. Money is too heavy a topic for the weekend, and Says You is simply not engaging enough of a show for a primetime slot. Maybe they meant that they're decent shows, but not for Saturday. I also wish that This American Life would have maintained its original spot. So, in general, what has been the response to the new changes on the weekend, on Saturdays in particular, on the
I think they're as expected. I think anytime you make a change, you're bound to hear a lot of interesting comments. We've had some people who really enjoy the programs that we have on Saturdays now. We've also heard from people who say, oh, this isn't quite it. It's not quite there for me. And it's amazing when you think about it. You think about how long lasting a lot of those weekend shows were. I mean, Car Talk's been on for quite a long time. A Prairie Home Companion's been around for a long time, and that's going through some changes. What Do You Know certainly was on for 31 years here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So it is quite a shift. And I think we expect it to be a little bit of a transition there. And one of the things we're hoping to do is keep an eye on. We do have the ability to look at audience data and see how people are listening. But we're also, you know, I think programs like this are a great way for us to engage people and kind of hear what they're hearing and what they're thinking about the shows.
Let's take a call from Jerry in Menasha. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I want to comment on two programs. Number one, why are you running On the Media, which is one of the most valuable programs you run, at 6 o'clock Sunday morning? That is a horrible hour for appealing to very, very few people when this is such a vital show, On the Media and Reveal, which is run on a Monday evening. Those two are very, very important. You want to focus on Wisconsin ideas rather than worldwide ideas. No, we need all the information we can get nationally and internationally through investigative reporters, and I want those shows to be pushed at times when they will get the maximum audience.
Thanks, Jerry. On the Media is on another time, too, isn't it?
It was. It's not anymore. I think that's always a challenge, is sort of trying to find the best time for a program. It does pretty well on Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. There are a lot of people who do listen to it there, but that's definitely one of the issues we always have to struggle with in putting together a schedule, is the balance between national programs that bring some different perspectives and the regular programming we do on the Ideas Network. So we'll definitely keep that in mind. We have heard from some other people who are finding it hard to hear On the Media at 6 in the morning. So I can understand that.
And
that
when is Reveal, and is there a better spot for that?
Reveal is Monday nights at 7 o'clock, I believe, which is really not that bad of a time. It's not ridiculous, but for some people that competes with TV time or time with their family or whatever. So I can understand the feeling there.
And I know not everybody just listens online or in a podcast, but these are available to listen to, not
on
live
demand.
On the radio.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. All of these shows are available on demand. But I think we also were interested in putting together a schedule where they're on at times where people can actually hear them. I mean, we've had On the Media on for quite a long time. Reveal's relatively new, but we have had a lot of positive response from listeners about that because they appreciate the investigative reporting that's featured on that show.
Thank you very much, Jerry. I want to clarify the new show you were looking for you would like it to be a little more Wisconsin-focused. That doesn't mean that we don't care about international stuff.
No, not at all. No, I mean, and it's possible that some of the things we'll try out could be, although they'd be based in Wisconsin, they might deal with topics that are more national or international. But I think we do recognize the importance of focusing on Wisconsin as well, and I think that works very well for the Ideas Network.
Thanks again, Jerry, for the call. Jim in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Jim.
Hey, hello. Not too long ago, you had somebody on talking about shutting down some kind of talk radio biases, and I took a chance and looked at your shows, and I noticed that only Jonathan Overby, I think, is your only African-American host out of some 30-plus shows, and I haven't seen any additional African-Americans come up as potential hosts with new shows with all the new programming. Is there any plan to grow that side of your audience?
Yeah, and we have, actually. I mean, the Reveal is a show that's hosted by an African-American. Also, Podcast Playlist. The host is not an African-American. He's an African-Canadian. But that's a program that's on Saturday afternoon. There's Snap Judgment. There's so there have been a number of programs. Q, actually, which is an evening show that we air from Canada. So we have actually expanded the diversity of hosts that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. A lot of those are national programs, but we're also working on diversifying our hosting here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about that. That is a priority. That's in our, it's a strategic plan mission to diversify our staff and our programming.
Right. We're really interested in Wisconsin Public Radio being reflective of everyone who lives in Wisconsin. So not just in our hosting, but I think also in the people we talk to and the issues we talk about. We want to be an inclusive service for people across the state. So it's definitely something we're working on. I think we've made some progress, but there's always more we can do.
Thank you, Jim, for the call. We will take more calls with questions and feedback for Mike Arnold. Mike Arnold is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He's also the Director of Content at Wisconsin Public Radio. And we are welcoming your views, your feedback, your questions. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is Mondays with Mike on the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with Wisconsin Public Radio's Associate Director, Mike Arnold. It is the August edition of Mondays with Mike. One of our Mikes joins us once a month, usually the first Monday of each month, to talk with you about all things Wisconsin Public Radio. And we welcome your questions and feedback at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Mike, before we take more calls, I understand that there is a survey that you would like listeners to take about Wisconsin Public Radio and the Ideas Network in particular.
Yeah, we're doing a little survey of listeners to get a sense of how you describe the Ideas Network. One of the things we discovered a few years ago in some research we were doing was that not everybody refers to it by name, and it's very. And we also, you know that it's very different. There aren't a lot of stations in the country like the Ideas Network. I think it's actually pretty unique in a lot of ways. Although pretty unique is probably not very good grammar, is it?
It's
just unique.
It's unique.
I think it's unique. Yeah. But and so one of the things we want to do is sort of clarify how we talk about the station. But also, I think at a time of change when you have programs moving in and out and stuff like that, it's really important to know what those enduring values are of a service so that we can retain that. So I think the survey is going to really help us do that and help us sort of clarify how we talk about the service on the air. We've been saying with talk about issues that matter to you in that voice for some time, and we're wondering if there are other ways we can describe what this service brings to people.
Interesting. So people don't always refer to it as the Ideas Network. They refer to it as PBS or something?
No, they call it, well, they call it the state stations.
Yeah.
Some people call it WHA.
Yeah.
Some people call it WHAD in Milwaukee. So there are a lot of different, or some people say that other public radio station. So,
or NPR.
Yeah, or NPR. That's true. That does happen from time to time, too. So it's one of those, it's not that we're having an identity crisis. It's that we want to really get a clear sense of what it is and help people understand what we're doing.
And there's a lot of people who are probably listening right now. You are listening to an Ideas Network station if you're listening to this, if this show right now. But there are two different broadcast services of Wisconsin Public Radio.
So we have the Ideas Network, which is this station that you're listening to now, and then we also have the NPR News and Classical Service, which is Morning Edition, All Things Considered, and classical music mostly, although we have some other programs as well on that service. So it can get a little confusing for some people.
Yeah. And speaking of the NPR News and Classical Music Network, and which carries Morning Edition and All Things Considered, we have just hired a new Wisconsin host for All Things Considered.
We have. Mm-hmm. We have. Yes, Brady Carlson will be starting, I think next month is when he's showing up. He's going to show up in September. But he comes to us from New Hampshire Public Radio. Oddly enough, I used to work at New Hampshire Public Radio, and I worked with Brady a little bit. And he's a really great guy. I think he's going to do a wonderful job with All Things Considered. We're really excited to have him coming to Wisconsin Public Radio. And he's also, this is kind of an unusual angle on him, he's also a published author. He wrote a book called Dead Presidents, which is about... he basically visited all of the grave sites of presidents and wrote stories about the history of them and stuff. And it was pretty well received. The New Yorker even liked it.
I was going to say, that sounds really familiar to me.
Yeah. So, if you go to a bookstore, you'll probably see it.
We'll have to have him on for President's Day or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, he's definitely he's definitely good. But he's a great writer, and he has a nice sense of humor, too. So we feel really lucky to have him joining us soon.
Let's take some more calls. Kate in Madison is with us next. Hello, Kate.
Hi. I would appreciate fewer quiz shows. I get kind of tired of them, although I do like that new sports show, which I guess
Only a Game.
Yes, I like that. I'm not a big sports fan, but that makes sports interesting for me.
Yeah, it really, I'm not a huge sports fan, I hate to admit myself, but I would say that Only a Game really does kind of present sports in a way that it's interesting for people who aren't sports fans. And Bill Littlefield's a real talent, so it's nice to have that on the air. So you're all quizzed out then, huh?
Yes, I really am. I'm not crazy about the Saturday morning lineup, the changes. I know you're trying to appeal to a broader audience and more millennials, but for me it's just not what I like. I realize that one of the things that's important to me on most shows, unless it's really a serious topic, is a host or a guest with some sense of humor.
Yeah, yeah.
And that makes it easier to listen to all kinds of topics. So I filled out that questionnaire for, what do we think of WPR in terms of a personality?
Yeah.
And one of the things I put down was sense of humor, so...
Oh, that's nice, Kate, and that's what you'd like to hear, and that's what you have been hearing, but no more quiz shows. What? Talk a little bit about this new show that we do have on Saturday mornings. Is it Tell Me Another?
Or Ask Me Another.
Ask Me Another. And that is one that that is to appeal to millennials?
Oh, I think that's one of the things they're thinking about. I think it's also NPR's attempt to try to create something new. They're realizing with Car Talk going away, they're trying a lot of different ideas, and this is one that they've been doing for a while. It has evolved a bit over time, but it is a quiz show. And I mean, I think Kate's point, we do have a lot of quiz shows right now, so that's probably something for us to think about long term.
We do have a lot of quiz shows. I thought one quiz show is no longer.
We have Wait, Don't Tell Me. We have Ask Me Another. We have, why am I forgetting the name? The Says You.
Oh, yeah, that's a quiz
All
show,
All in
too,
a
yeah.
row. That's a lot of quizzing. To the point where you're just tired of questions, I guess.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
We'll have to think about that.
Let's go next to Dick in La Crosse. Hello, Dick. Dick.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I would like to comment on, the Click and Clack show is a good show, but Wisconsin Public Radio used to, I think, have a show that was by a man and a woman that were on before Click and Clack came around, and they were really good, and I think it was produced here in Wisconsin, and it was more informative.
It's about cars, right?
Yes. And that show I really liked, but I think they handled more questions and where they always reviewed a car or something like that each time.
Yeah.
That was about cars. It was a Wisconsin Public Radio production. What are the chances of a locally produced car show coming to Wisconsin Public Radio?
Well, it would have to be something to think about. I mean, I think, there's some people who say that Car Talk isn't about cars, it's about people. I don't know if that's true, though. I think it actually is kind of about cars. I think it's a pretty relatable topic for people. So it's certainly not something we would count out. I think the important part is sort of finding the right people and creating the show. And I think if we tried to recreate Car Talk, there probably are some people who would think, well, you can't do that. So, you know, it's definitely something worth thinking about, because it is one of those things where, you know, you either drive a car or you ride in a car at some point in your life. So it's kind of relatable for a lot of people. And it's interesting. I mean, there are so many things going on with cars right now. They have the self-driving cars mm-hmm. and the cars that, you know, keep you from going out of your lane. And there's all sorts of interesting stuff. It would be fun to hear Car Talk about those new developments in cars, but unfortunately we won't hear that. So you never know. That is a possibility.
Thank you, Dick, for the call. If you have a question or a suggestion or some feedback on what you hear or don't hear or what you would like to hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, this is your opportunity. It is the August edition of Mondays with Mike, and our guest is WPR's Associate Director, Mike Arnold. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So there is a temporary change on Zorba Pastor on your health. Tom Clark is recovering from some medical procedures, and we have Rob Ferret is filling in.
Yeah. Tom has a vocal cord issue that he's dealing with right now, and so Rob has been filling in on the show, and actually Tom has been helping a little bit with that, so that's been kind of nice. We're hoping that Tom will be back on the air really soon, but we think Rob's doing a good job filling in. Hope you're enjoying hearing Rob sitting in for that, and we're hoping that Tom's vocal cord issues will get better really soon.
Definitely. I saw Tom the other day, and he's doing well.
Yeah, he seems to be doing pretty well.
Lucy in Jefferson is with us next. Hi, Lucy.
Hi. I just have a couple of opinions. Number one is the show that's hosted by Stephanie Elkin. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name of
Simply
the show.
Folk.
It's a musical show. Mm-hmm. I really don't like that show. And the main thing is I don't like her voice. It's so sing-songy and it's so boring. And I think there could be a lot of other more interesting shows at the time she's on. I would think put her on later when somebody wants to just sit down and relax and listen to some music. So that's one thing I don't like.
And Lucy, I'm sorry, are you talking about Simply Folk or classical music?
Simply Folk.
Yeah, so there is a new host for Simply Folk, isn't there, Mike?
There is, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So, in any case, a new host is taking over on Simply Folk. Stephanie is going to continue to do her classical music hosting. What is what was your other thought, Lucy?
Well, I could Car Talk, as far as I'm concerned, could go away totally. Another thing is I used to love Gene Faraca, and I love you too. But I'm wondering if there could be some shows more with the type of shows that she used to do. It was human interest, and she was always so interesting. So I would like to see something that would go along those lines.
Yeah, Lucy, you have to help me out on human interest. What type of topic is that?
Well, she used to tell, it's been so long since she's been on. Books, I think she talked about. She never talked, I don't think she ever talked about politics. Now, I do like the political shows, but her things were always kind of light.
Yeah, thank you, Lucy. I mean, certainly there's other, I hope that you hear other human interest topics beyond politics on this show and on Larry Mueller and on Kathleen Dunn and on Central Time. But Gene Faraca certainly was quite engaging and, yes. and quite the talent, and she retired some years ago. But
a good example of big shoes that are tough to fill.
Yeah,
too,
that's right. That's right. That's right.
And I think, you know, that while I understand your point about Stephanie, I think that people's opinions about different hosts' voices really vary. You know, it's highly subjective in a lot of ways. And for many listeners, Stephanie Elkins is really one of our premier hosts on Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's one of the reasons why she has been focusing on classical music in the mornings, because she's really popular as a classical music host. So appreciate your comments about that. And in terms of Car Talk, yes, that will be going away. So you will get your wish.
Yeah. Thank you, Lucy. And that's right. It is very, very subjective. If you look at our listener logs, you will hear, I love host so-and-so, I hate host so-and-so.
Yes, yeah. We are in a love and hate kind of business sometimes. So.
And let's go next to Dan in... Dan, I'm sorry, where are you from?
Breed.
Where is that?
Breed, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Well, it's just kind of north of Stirling.
All right, I know where you are now. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to say good morning to all you wonderful people there. I love your programming, and I want to give out a special good morning to all your supporters out there that actually do contribute to your radio station. I listen to it every day religiously, and it doesn't matter what time I turn it on. I enjoy all your programming. You guys are doing a wonderful, wonderful job.
Thank you very much, Dan. Did you have a suggestion to make us do sound even better to you, or did you just want to tell us you liked us?
You know, I go with the flow, and I enjoy everything that you do. You just do a wonderful job. I have entertainment whenever I want it, and it opens up my mind to all these different aspects, and I just really enjoy it.
Thank you, Dan. Isn't that nice to hear a nice compliment every once in a while?
It really is nice. And one of the things that's great about Wisconsin Public Radio is we hear that a lot from listeners, particularly during pledge drives. We know that there are so many people who really appreciate what we're doing right now. So the idea of doing anything different is a little scary sometimes. And I think that's one of the things we're very sensitive to as we try new things, is we want to try to build on what we have. We certainly don't want to lose that... that ability for your mind to be opened up by Wisconsin Public Radio on a daily basis. So Dan, thanks for that call. And we'll try to do all we can to keep those standards high as we move forward.
Yeah, I appreciate hearing from listeners like that. And Dan, I think we do have an on-air pledge drive fundraiser coming up. I think it's the very end of September and first week of October. Does that sound familiar, Mike?
Yeah, I think that's where it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming. It's been a while since we've had one, so I always look forward to pledge drives. This sounds a little weird for some people. Some people think that, you know, they would imagine that we all just hate asking for money, but it's actually really fun because it's such a great connection with listeners, and it's nice to hear from people when they're supporting.
That's why, I mean, it's I have to admit sometimes I have mixed feelings in terms of pledge drives, but for the most part it's so gratifying to have people actually voluntarily give us money for providing a service that they value,
and it's important too. I mean, listener support is such an important part of our mix here, so it's just nice to see that people not only expect us to continue doing what we're doing, but also be able to do other things. Like, I mean, we were able to send Sean Johnson to both of the conventions
this year. Let's talk a little bit about that. That was new. That was different.
It was, yeah. And we're really, we've expanded the Capitol Bureau. We have Laurel White now working with Sean. And we're really able to do that, I think, in a large part because of support from listeners, that we've been able to have I think it's the first time Wisconsin Public Radio has sent anybody to the two of the national conventions like that. And I think he really brought a whole lot back. There was a lot going on in the Wisconsin delegation in both cases. So.
Exactly. And we not only had Sean on during our usually we have him on during the Monday State Capitol Report on this show, but we also had him on every single day for an update, and Central Time did as well. So He was our eyes and ears on the convention floor.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, one of our Wisconsin delegation members sent me a picture of Sean that I just found in my, and I'll post that on the Drake Cardine Show Facebook page. So
it
was Sean in action on the convention floor.
He's hard to miss. He's a tall guy.
He is.
So, yeah.
That's right. And we are doing a lot of political coverage. I mean, I thought the convention coverage, we did a lot for with Sean Johnson at both the Republican and Democratic conventions. But we had PBS and NPR did joint coverage, right?
We did. Mm-hmm. We did. And I think that worked generally well. We did have some technical issues with it that both NPR and PBS are aware of and working on. It's always good to have a collaboration between TV and radio like that. So I think that was a good thing where you were able to listen to the convention on WPR, but also see it on PBS, and also a way for the two news services to work together. So be interested in hearing what you thought of it if you listened at all.
Yeah, I would be curious in that. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Plenty of political coverage going on. We are currently holding candidate interviews on the Joy Cardine Show and on Central Time for the fall primary elections a week from tomorrow. I mean, it's coming up fast. So my show is featuring candidates running for the U.S. Senate. We heard from Russ Feingold in our last half hour. We are also talking with the primary challengers for the 3rd and 8th congressional districts. Central Time this week is going to be covering the 1st congressional district. Our candidate forms air during the 7 o'clock hour on this program, and on Central Time the interviews are taking place between 3:30 and 4. If you miss any of the interviews, you can go to wisconsinvote.org. And this is just the beginning, Mike.
Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah. It's quite an election season this year. So we'll have plenty of coverage for you with that. And Wisconsin Vote is really the place to go if you want to catch things. You won't miss anything. I think it's pretty amazing when you look over the list of things that we're doing related to the election is the kind of access you're able to get on Wisconsin Public Radio to people who are running for office is pretty amazing. I've worked at a lot of other public radio stations and have never been anywhere that was able to do it on this level. So it's really great to be able to provide that.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Arnold. Mike Arnold is the Associate Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, also the Director of Content. And this is the August edition of Mondays with Mike. If you have some questions about Wisconsin Public Radio programming, if you have any feedback about recent changes or perhaps programs still to be heard on Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is the August edition of Mondays with Mike. We are joined by WPR's Associate Director Mike Arnold talking about recent programming changes, answering your questions, and getting your feedback at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And let's go back to the phones. We have Karen in Deerfield with us next. Hi, Karen.
Hi. My question or thoughts relates to what other people have said about the Saturday quiz shows. I turn on the radio, it's on. You know, I'll listen to an hour of it, maybe, because I just always have it on. But I turn it off. I'm sick of it. And then Sunday I turn it on. It seems like it's on again on Sunday. And I work all week. I love Garden Talk. We do things as a family at night on Fridays. We often sleep in on Saturday mornings. We miss a good chunk of Garden Talk. And the repeat of that, well, the repeat Saturday, the original show is on when I'm at work. Why not put that in a better time slot or the repeat on a Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon or whatever, instead of two whole weekends when most people are off on weekends and can listen to your show? We got to hear the quiz stuff all weekend. And then this other listener brought up a media show on at 6 a.m. on Sundays. Sounds like a good show. That's just one example, I'm sure, of many good shows. but instead we hear quiz shows. And you commented, Mark, that, well, it's always difficult to schedule and find slots. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of quiz shows. You could switch some slots around there. And then, you know, do we have, I like Joy Cardine's show, but, you know, that's prime time.
Right.
Prime time. And I do like it. I listen to it every day. And sometimes it's so repetitive. I know, I'm sure most of your listeners appreciate all the political talk. It just, oh my gosh, it's just draining some days to hear it over and over, these issues that aren't really changing. And
all right. Thanks very much, Karen. And here I am, is kind of awkward. I mean, we do talk about politics during our 7 o'clock hour. We do not talk about politics very much at 8 o'clock or at 6 o'clock. So out of the 3 hours, you get 1 hour of politics during an election year. You want less than that?
Well, it's our, my chance to give my beef. So
right.
It's my main time of listening. So that's part of it.
Yeah.
Like Garden Talk, why? That's a great show, and I'm sure there's other shows, but instead we have to listen to these quiz shows, you know?
All these quiz shows. Yeah, I seem to be getting the impression that we're over-quizzed at this point. Is that your feeling? Have we reached peak quiz?
Like, I like the thing with Paula Poundstone, you know, there's kind of a funny banter.
Right,
yeah. But then there's another show after that, and then it's repeated, and, like, I look on your time slots to try to find, like, when is Larry Mueller's show on again? Oh, it's on it on Friday, the original show, when I'm at work. That lady had said her show that she likes, and it's like, why not put some of these other shows that maybe are really popular? Maybe they'd be, I'm glad that show gets good coverage, like you said, but maybe they'd get even more.
Why don't you talk a little bit, Mike, about why why quiz shows even exist on the weekends for public radio stations?
Well, I think one of the things about weekends is that it tends to be a little bit more, you know, I think sort of what Karen was talking about with sort of being all politicked out. So historically, you know, entertaining programs have worked better on the weekends on public radio in general, particularly on Saturdays. And I think that the quiz format is something that's popular for some people. People enjoy doing that. But there are a lot of other things too. I mean, you know, a show like Garden Talk does incredibly well.
Zorba Pastor
does really well. The People's Pharmacy does really well. There are a lot of other things too. And I do kind of get the impression from some of the comments that we may have over quizzed it, on Saturday mornings, which is a good thing to know. And I think that's one of the things that the work we're doing in developing some new programs, I think you'll all be happy to know that none of the shows that we're working on at this point, as possible new programs, are quiz shows. So we may be able to change that situation as we move forward. And I do think that the weekend schedule will change a little bit more over the next few months to years, maybe as we try to figure out what the next thing is on weekends with Car Talk going away and A Prairie Home Companion changing and all of that. So hopefully we'll get the right mix soon.
Thank you, Karen, very much. Let's go next to Mackenzie in Janesville. Hi, Mackenzie.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, how are you? What do you think?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to just drop in and encourage you guys. I've just been listening to the shows for a couple of months here now since I've started commuting back and forth. And I love during the week just the different aspects of learning things that I might not have listened to, as in the Dr. Zorba show, or even the Car Talks at some point, and the Garden Show. That isn't something that I would have necessarily turned on to listen myself, but I've learned so much from it just from having the broadcast on, and I love that aspect of it. And then the second aspect is I look forward to the weekends all the time just to be able to listen to the quiz shows.
Oh, that's good.
So I know that you've been having a lot of feedback on the opposite, and so I kind of wanted to put in my millennial aspect of it. I try to be in the car on the weekends in order to listen to those shows, because I love the aspect that it's not serious quiz shows where necessarily the, you know, answers are everything, but you get to kind of laugh along with it. And I've turned some of my friends onto that as well, and we find ourselves not wanting to get out of the car till we hear the next answer, and so on and so forth. So I've had drives where it's like 3-4 hour drives, and I'll have them on the whole entire time. And so I just wanted to let you know and encourage you that I do enjoy that.
See, there we go. All right.
Well, thanks, Mackenzie. We appreciate that. And I think that's reflective of the fact that, you know, there are a lot of different tastes among listeners. And I know that there have been, of the new quiz shows that we have on Saturday morning, we've had a number of people be very enthusiastic about Ask Me Another. There was one person who said that they screamed with joy when they heard that it was on our schedule. So there definitely are different opinions about it, and that's something that we always sort through as we plan our schedules and look at what works and what doesn't.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Next, we go to John in Grays Lake, Illinois. Hi, John.
Hello. I want to second Dan's comments about how awesome your shows are. The program I started listening in 1992 when I moved to Wisconsin, and then when I left Wisconsin, I kept listening, and I even have you on my radio when I'm driving via my phone. So it is hard to see some of these programs go or change. Wanted to just share one of the things I liked about What Do You Know was the audience interaction. So if there was some way, I don't mean we should bring it back or replicate it, but if there's a way to get a program that gets that sort of crowdsourced humor kind of folksy input, I really like that part of it. So,
yeah, there are a lot of great things about What Do You Know, and I think that we there's a lot to learn from that, and I think you're right that one of the best things about What Do You Know was the audience interaction that Michael has. And Michael will be continuing to do the show this fall as a podcast, and hopefully if you have a chance, you'll be able to listen to that or see it when it happens. But yeah, I think that's definitely something that we want to try to incorporate, is thinking about how we can use the audience, not just for thoughtful questions and things like that, but also from time to time use the audience for humor.
And just to clarify, Michael is continuing on his own and he's going to be doing these live broadcasts at a local
high noon,
establishment.
High noon saloon in Madison.
Yeah.
And he has been doing some podcasting in the meantime. He'll produce a few things every now and then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Michael is definitely doing some interesting stuff. So hopefully you'll get a chance to listen to that. But I also think that anything new that we do here, we'll definitely have learned from that experience. I mean, I think 31 years of working with Michael Feldman, he's taught us a lot about the audience, I think.
Next, we go to Ken in Wheeler. Hello, Ken.
Hi there. I'm a big fan. It's the only station I listen to. I had a couple suggestions. One is would be a show in which it would be like PolitiFact, if there is such a thing,
mm-hmm.
that fact-checked politician statements.
Yep.
And I think that could be very interesting. The other suggestion was I like the idea of a DJ music show like Simply Folk, except every week they have a different genre they're covering. Like one week would be Cage, and another week it would be bluegrass, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And or maybe Simply Folk could morph into that.
Yeah, those are good ideas, Ken. Have you heard the Political Junkie with Ken Rudin?
I have. I like that show.
Yeah. Yeah, but it sounds like you want something sort of sort of focused, almost like a extension of PolitiFact.
Yeah, and I just want to put a good word in for Away with Words, my favorite show.
Yeah, a lot of people love Away with Words. It's very popular here.
Yeah, it's the Cullen show about language.
And then concerning a more sort of diverse range of music on a music show, have you listened to Higher Ground with Dr. Jonathan Overby?
I have, but I don't like him. You know, that's just my taste, you know. But I do think, you know, I like to hear more variety of music. I like the Simply Folk, but it's not enough for me.
Okay. Well, we'll keep that in mind. We appreciate your call, Ken.
Yeah, here's a thank you very much, Ken, for the call. Again, there we go again, sort of subjective
It is interesting that way. Mm. But I mean, I think it's a fact of life here at the radio station. We have
we're used to it.
there are a lot of people who just love Dr. Overby quite a bit. So I think it all balances out.
Here's a comment from a listener. I listen to various stations as I drive around Wisconsin, including your classical music station. Do you produce that yourself, or is there classical music that comes from NPR?
It's a mix, actually. We have on the news and classical service during the daytime, and on weekends we have people here in Wisconsin who produce the classical music programs. And we also do a recording of different groups around the state as well that we produce into programs. At night and on the 24-hour service, we actually have two different services we're using. We have one from Chicago at night on the news and classical service. That's from WFMT in Chicago. And then we also, on the 24-hour classical service on HD, we have Classical 24, which is a classical music service that's produced in the Twin Cities by Minnesota Public Radio and Public Radio International. It's a little confusing, but most of the time when it's daylight, we probably have people here in the studio doing classical music.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org if you have a question or some feedback for Mike Arnold, who is the Wisconsin Public Radio's Associate Director and the Director of Content. We had another listener comment that I thought was kind of cute. It says, I think you guys should try Mondays with Mike on Central Time. I think you'd get lots of great feedback. So you want to do Mondays with Mike on Central Time as well, Mike?
I'll pretty much do anything anybody tells me to. That's pretty much how I roll.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, you know, in fact, you could do it as the next time you do the co-hosting fill-in, huh?
Yeah, they haven't had me lately. I kind of wonder about that.
Well, it's because that now Judith Sears-Poisson is the executive producer, and she fills in. And we also have recently had a new fill-in host come on board, Wisconsin Public Radio. You haven't heard her yet, but...
Yeah, Kate Archer-Kent. She's been on the news and classical service in the afternoons doing All Things Considered while we wait for Brady to show up. And she's great, so you'll hear more of her soon.
Yeah. Let's go next to Jerry in Onalaska. Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, hi. Well, I got two things I'd like to say. One is I listen very often, and I support Wisconsin Public Radio, but... I find that I'm listening so often to shows that are about people who feel disadvantaged. And it gets, you know, like oppressive. And I listen to show after show of, you know, the story about, you know, African Americans and their disadvantage. And then I listen to women and their disadvantage. And then I listen to, you know, on and on. It just seems every show has some element of this. And I get just sort of oppressive. It gets tired. I've been listening to these things for years. So I wish you could add some other subjects, maybe something beautiful or something, you know, something stimulating or something inspiring other than these oppressed peoples. And number two, I'd like to ask that you support the idea of getting a moderator or interviewer who has a more conservative bent themselves.
All right, because we're almost out of time, I'm going to jump in right now, Jerry. So should we hire a host who is obviously conservative in political ideology?
I think what we want to do is have people who... are trying to reflect all sides of an issue and not support one political view or not. Right. That's one of the things that's different here is we try to be unbiased in how we present that. I know that there are a lot of different opinions about that. It's something that we take very seriously. I think the other issue about hearing about disadvantaged people, I mean, I think it's important to talk about issues that people are struggling with. I think that's an important part of what we do at Wisconsin Public Radio. I also think that is part of reflecting a diverse range of views and everything. We can't just just have women or people of color on the air when they're disadvantaged. I think we need to have the full range of life experience of all people in Wisconsin, and that's something that I think we definitely want to try to do even better. So,
Less than 30 seconds. Was there something that you wanted to tell listeners that we didn't get to, Mike?
Well, I think the main thing is it's always great to be on. It's good to hear different opinions from people, and we're always open to your thoughts and opinions. And if anybody has suggestions or anything, our audience services team is always ready to take your concerns.
That's right. And you can find more ways to contact us at WPR.org. Thanks to producers Bill Mertens and Kai Brito. This is the Ideas Network.